This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledging U.S. support today for Ukraine's sovereignty and efforts to strengthen democracy in the country as he visited for talks with top officials. Blinken's visit follows a Russian military buildup along the border with Ukraine, which included tens of thousands of troops, sparked concern among many Western governments. Russia said the forces were taking part in military exercises and, as of late April, were returning to their bases. Blinken was also holding talks with the President Volodymyr Zelensky. He was expected to reiterate that the United States will recognize Russia's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and to call for its return to Ukraine. The Biden administration is throwing its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines in an effort to speed the end of the pandemic. The move comes amid World Trade Organization talks over easing global trade rules to speed the pandemic's end. Still, the administration's warning it will take time to reach global consensus to waive the protections under the WTO's rules. U.S. officials say the move will not have an immediate effect on the global vaccine supply. Teams of experts are projecting COVID-19 toll on the U.S. will fall sharply by the end of July, according to new research released by the government. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the results remind us that we have the path out of this, and models once projecting really grim news now offer reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Egypt said Wednesday that it would impose new restrictive measures amid a spike in coronavirus cases in the Arab world's most populous country. Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly told reporters Wednesday his government would ban all events, entertainment, parties, and other gatherings for 2 weeks starting today. SpaceX achieved the first successful touchdown of its prototype Starship rocket during the latest test flight of the next-generation launch vehicle in South Texas Wednesday after four previous landing attempts ended in explosions. The feat marked a key milestone for the private rocket company of billionaire tech mogul Elon Musk in its development of a reusable heavy-lift launch vehicle to eventually carry astronauts and large cargo payloads, to the moon and Mars. A first orbital Starship flight is planned for later this year. The group of seven wealthy democracies on Wednesday wrapped up their first in-person meeting in more than 2 years, accusing China of human rights abuses. Foreign ministers from host country Britain, plus the U.S., France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan also called on Iran to release foreign and dual nationals they said were being held arbitrarily in Iranian jails. The ministers committed to financially supporting the vaccine program COVAX, but there was no immediate announcement on new funding to improve greater access to vaccines, despite repeated calls for the G7 to do more to help poorer countries. The United States is making good on its pledge to support Afghanistan's security forces with military force, even as U.S. and coalition troops continue to leave the country. A U.S. official confirming to VOA late Wednesday that U.S. forces are actively carrying out airstrikes against Taliban fighters in southern Afghanistan's Helmand province, where fierce fighting has raged for days. The U.S. airstrikes comes as Afghan security forces have come under intense pressure from the Taliban. And government officials in Nigeria say nearly 30 abducted Nigerian college students have been freed 2 months after heavily armed gunmen kidnapped them in the northern section of the country. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.